It's Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Coming up on the program today, YouTube vlogging brothers find fame doing incest porn. Plus, when drinking blood and milk smoothies isn't the most disgusting thing you ingested today. Welcome to 2011 and screaming that black people are really white.
Try new peanut butter eggs.
Drunken Negro face cookies.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Oh, damn. It's nothing. It's stupid.
Do re mi la fa sol la ma ti la fa.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday show. Got a great program for you. And I start today's podcast off with a nice thought. We will all one day die, and this nightmare called life will be over with. See, isn't that nice? No, that's not the nice thought I was thinking of. Because of the internet, most of us now have this incredible time capsule or archive of our lives that prior generations didn't have. Thanks to, you know, Instagram and Facebook, and prior to Facebook, MySpace. We post pictures, talk about important milestones in our life. And also the not-so-important things, what we had for lunch on October 15th, 2007. I ate ass that day. I don't know why I posted that on Facebook. My mom's my friend. It was very filling. You know, the other big social media where people are posting pretty much their entire lives is YouTube. There are people on YouTube who have grown up posting vlogs. You can see these kids age from year to year when you go back into their archives. I've got an interesting example here for you. Just wait. There's a Distorted View twist to this. This video is of twin boys. I think they're probably about 13 years old in this video. It's from 2015. And here they are introducing themselves to us.
My name is Daniel. And my name is Gabriel.
Daniel and Gabriel.
And we're twins and we're new YouTubers. And we're going to be posting new YouTube.
I think I know what the future holds for these two.
The videos every Friday. So yeah, I hope you guys tune in to our channel to watch that. It's going to be really fun, really funny. So and cool. So please subscribe and comment. Bye.
They're a little lispy, a little flouncy. At least one of them is going to be gay, right? All right, so let's fast forward 2 years. We've got a video from April 22nd, 2017 here. The boys look a little bit older, a little more made up. They're definitely using makeup.
Crazy.
Hey, y'all bitches.
All I
you guys.
Wait a minute.
Hi, my lovelies.
Yeah. Look at him. He did all his makeup, and I just, like, did, like, a little bit and shit.
Okay, so they're both gay, and they're at Miami Gay Pride. Where the hell are their parents at? I watched a video from the same year, right, in July, and they're saying that they're heading to 10th grade. It's very important I get the timeline right here. You'll hear why in a second. But first, in 2018, the twins recorded a video of their coming out story. As if they needed to tell anyone.
Hi, you guys. It's Daniel Gibber here back for a new video. Today, we're going to be talking about our coming out story.
Listen, you ain't Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. And this isn't how the West was fun. Stop doing cutesy twin stuff like talking at the same time.
The first thought I want to know is, how did you both know that you guys were gay?
We have ears and eyes.
How I knew I was gay, in a sense, is how I just had this thing. I just would pay attention to girls.
That's aura.
Oh my God. Okay, like a lot of YouTubers, they're super fucking annoying. They decided to make a video. Our coming out story, how we knew we were gay, and they can't verbalize the point of the fucking video, right? Okay, how I knew I was gay, like, I don't know, like, it was just like, it was, what is it, like an aura or something, like, I just sort of like, I wasn't attracted to girls, blah, blah, blah. What? Also, it's interesting to note, as the years are progressing, these guys are getting more and more feminine, like wearing jewelry, long hair, extensions, beads, makeup, lipstick. It culminates into the picture you see as your chapter artwork. These two blonde girls wearing sunglasses. That's Daniel and Gabriel. I don't think they identify as trans, but they love their dress-ups. Anyway, in this most recent video, this is from June of this year, there's a bombshell of sorts, and this is the real reason why I'm featuring these two today. Let's just take a listen.
Hi, you guys. It's the Cash Twins here, back for a new video.
Yes, they call themselves the Cash Twins now, either a stage name or their last name.
And today, you guys are going to be talking about something very controversial.
I'm going to fast forward to the good part here because I can't stand listening to them talk. And I guess I'll reveal the title of this video. Reacting to my brother and I's incest porn. They grow up so fast. Brings a tear to my eye.
But about a year ago, maybe January of 2019, me and my brother decided that we needed to do more. We needed more life.
What the hell does we need more life mean? Well, the Cash Twins translate.
We were very, very much broke. We didn't have any money.
That's right. It's a tale as old as time. Two broke hoes looking for cash. They gay. They got boy pussy. They willing to get fucked. They know what they got to do.
So then that's when we quickly, get on board with on all the other Pornhub big porn labels. And that's when...
All right. Pornhub, it's not like you're recording artists, like you signed with MCA Records or something. We signed with Pornhub. It's like you signed up for an account, a free account where you can upload your own fuck flicks that you recorded on your cell phone with your brother. Is that what you're talking about here? They signed with Pornhub, all the big labels.
Even before, guys, we even... reached out to any of the porn labels or even talked about that even being a thing. Me and my brother sat down with each other. We had a conversation with each other, which is the only two persons that we matter.
Could you imagine having this conversation with your own brother? We both are broke. I'd be willing to suck your dick on cam. Would you be willing to suck my dick?
But what we mainly made this video for, and it's for the people that are saying that we're doing incest porn. Incest, get educated on what incest is. Hold off right here 1 second.
Yes, they're very angry at people for saying they do incest porn. So they whip out the Webster Dictionary. Incest is defined as sucking or fucking your immediate family member, right? So I went, and then they're saying that's not what they do, all right? They perform together, but there's nothing weird going on. I have to disagree. I found their Twitter sheet, and they've got a lot of videos on there. The very first tweet, the pinned tweet, this is the first thing you see when you go on to twitter.com/thecashtwins. You see the Cash Twins' asses up in the air, one on top of the other. One is laying down, and then one is on top of the other. Both bare-assed up, and then there's a third black man, I'm guessing, you know, not a relative, who starts fucking the Cash Twin who is on top of his brother. Then the black man pulls out and then sticks it into the twin that's on the bottom and then goes back and forth. Sticks his dick in the top twin, then the bottom twin, then the top twin, then the bottom twin. Bareback, no condom, ass sludge, obviously being transferred from one brother to the other. It's really gross. There are also like jerk-off videos, you know, where they're masturbating themselves, you know, next to each other. At least in the preview clips, they don't touch each other. I'm not going to pay for the whole thing. I'm not going to sign up for their OnlyFans. There's one of the twins sucking dick. Oh, look, in the very next video, there's the other twin gagging. Waggle, waggle. Double the waggle, double the fun. I mean, this isn't technically incest because that's illegal, right? But they flirt with it, man. They're like sucking the same dick at the same time. Their dicks are brushing up against one another when they're being, you know, both fucked by another person. Oh. that's one of the twins getting fucked, and then here's the other one. They sound alike, but there are subtle differences. All right, well, that's enough of... I said that's enough of the Cash Twins. Young boys who first started vlogging at the age of 13, and now they've got their very own OnlyFans page, where they're doing incest porn, pretty much. Ta-da! It's another internet success story. The American dream of the 2020s. I thought we'd check in with an old friend of the program, someone we've talked about a few times on the show, the guy who eats rotting meat. Ta-da! Yes, we all remember that guy. He's like Swedish or something. I don't know. He lets meat rot for like a year or so until it's gray and liquidy and mushy and then eats it. He eats all sorts of raw meat, really. It's been 4 years since he started his raw meat diet, and he's going to give us an update.
Hey, everyone. This is beef blood mixed with goat milk. I'm going to drink two of these cups.
Okay. I love that he's continuing to find new and disgusting things to eat. Beef blood mixed with milk. Goat's milk. What does that do for you? Does that provide iron or something?
We are in a bit of a hurry because we want to get some oysters. The water is rising because of the tide.
What goes better with beef blood and goat's milk? Oysters, of course. Well, in the next part of the video, he takes us with him to collect these oysters from the sea, and he eats them fresh.
This is what I collected. I already ate four of them.
This is my seventh oyster. It's kind of like a supplement food for the minerals.
What minerals aren't you getting in the seven-year-old meat that you've been eating?
Super good. Some of the best food you could possibly eat.
Take it from the guy who's drinking cow blood smoothies. All right, so he says, look, I'm enjoying this snack on the shores, but I'm going to go home and prepare myself a proper meal. Good Christ, who knows what we're in for now? It's going to be raw, though, right?
All right, it's been a bit over an hour since I ate the oysters. I've got some veal brain here.
Veal brain is what's on the menu. Oh, my God. And it looks like a brain.
Beef heart. Oh. And to drink, I've got kefir made out of Luna's milk.
Oh, that's like a normal thing, right? Kefir, I've heard of that. Like, you can buy that in stores and stuff. So... You know, out of all those things, I guess I would try the kefir.
It's the best kefir ever. There's no words for it. And I want to thank you guys who tried to help me to get the brain. I did end up getting it here.
Apparently it was very hard to find veal brain or, you know, someone willing to sell veal brain.
I called a million places, me and Luna together. And at the end, we got it.
Luna must be his girlfriend. Wait a second. Did he say, when he was talking about that kefir or whatever, which is like yogurt, right? Yeah, kefir or kefir is a fermented, everything is fermented with this guy, whatever, is a fermented milk drink similar to a thin yogurt that is made from kefir grains. That still sounds gross to me. Gross, but normal. But let me just rewind because we just heard him talk about Luna, right? Me and Luna were looking for these brains for me to eat all over the place. But he said something about Luna in reference to that drink.
And to drink, I've got kefir made out of Luna's milk.
As I suspected, this is his girlfriend's tit milk fermented into an even more disgusting drink. Sour, acidic booby juice. Dear God, this guy is a total fucking psychopath. All right, let's listen to him take a bite into the brains.
And at the end, we got it fresh, not frozen.
Oh, like Wendy's. That's how I like the burgers. Fresh, never frozen.
It tastes like egg yolk. Oh. Literally, it's like you're eating eggs. Super cholesterol-rich taste. Of course, there's still just a typical fatty brain taste.
You know that fatty brain taste we're all familiar with. Generic. Common taste we all know. The flavor profile we're all familiar with.
I couldn't wish for anything better. Oh. Typical beef fart. I've been eating it since I started eating raw meat.
When he says beef fart real fast, it sounds like beef fart. Beef farts. Now he's drinking some of his girlfriend's mammary sludge, aged to perfection.
It's so refreshing.
He says that so convincingly.
Do you want some?
No, I'm gonna vomit. Oh no, she's.
How is it drinking your own milk? She's nodding, smiling.
Good stuff.
Someone please help me. I'm being held hostage. All right, so that must have been his lunch. So then he goes about his day, and then, it's dinner time. What is he going to have today? Let's find out.
The sun is setting right now. Usually we would be out sun-gazing, but they are busy geoengineering once again. It hasn't been that bad lately at all.
The hell does that mean?
I've got some ground meat. I usually don't eat any muscle meat, but sometimes I do whatever.
So he's eating ground beef, not cooked, of course.
Butter, classical, why not? And of course, some liver, vitamin A. It's rotten liver, actually.
Oh.
Usually nowadays, I prefer eating 1 week old liver because of the sour taste.
Yeah, the sour taste is something he looks for in a meat. The more rancid, the better. The weird thing is, I've come to expect him eating, disgusting meat. I just love that he's also eating, a side of butter with it. He's not putting the butter on the meat. He's just got a tub of butter that he's eating from. It's very strange. The whole thing is strange. The man's a psychopath. So there you go. That's our good friend. What's his name? Sven or Sfinge or something? Weird like that. Finally, before we get into the news today, I love those town hall meetings that get out of hand. Well, this appears to be a city council meeting from Woodbridge Township in New Jersey. During the portion of the meeting where the general public can get up and, take 2 minutes and talk about whatever, one of those guys who we feature on TV, those guys who have the YouTube channels and they go and they take their cameras to, the DMV or the police station or the post office or whatever. And they're like, I'm filming and I'm allowed to. It's my right. I'm auditing you. I'm your boss. Just trying to stir up shit. Right. Well, it's one of those guys standing up. And here's what happened.
Crystal, Middlesex County. There's so many things I just didn't want to speak about. But now I have to rebut the most stupidest of things.
All right. If you are trying to sound intelligent and point out other people's stupidity, don't use phrases like, I gotta point out the most stupidest. That does not help your case.
Number one, he won't say who the two people are that called him the N-word like he went online and lied.
Apparently beforehand, some black guy spoke up about being called the N-word. Some racist stuff going down in town.
Like he went online and lied that I had said some things that I never. First of all, I record everywhere I go. If I called him any name, it would be recorded and he'd be able to prove that. Who are the two people that called you the N-word? Were you going to point at me and Cisco? Exactly. Nobody called you the N-word. Anderson, number one, I saw a picture of you back in high school, and let me tell you.
Crystal, you address me.
I'll address you.
You address anybody else on the
most beautiful woman, the most powerful woman in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Don't laugh about it, because she is. Council President Elizabeth DeJesus, let me tell you something.
All right. Sounds like he's aiming for a date here.
I saw a picture of that zero integrity loser over there back in high school. No. He's a white boy. He's a freaking... He's a white boy. No, let me... shut him up. Shut him. I have the...
I think he just called the black guy a white guy, and that kind of set off the... The black guy, by the way, is not on the city council. He's just... He was just another guy speaking.
He's a white boy. No, let me... shut him up. Shut him. I have the floor.
How is that legal? That is not legal at all.
Thank you.
You denouncing white supremacy and racism?
Uh-oh. That's yelling at...
Now you got the black guy all riled up.
Stop my time.
I understand where the black guy's coming from. He's like, he called me white, and then he said I was lying about being called the N-word by someone. But I don't think the black guy has an argument how this guy should be stopped or arrested because, freedom of speech, right?
White supremacy and racism?
That's yelling at...
sir.
Yes. Stop my time. Stop my time. Let me know when my time's restarted.
You can continue, Mr. Crystal.
Was my time?
You're still talking.
Okay, so no, because my time shouldn't have stopped.
You were arguing with him.
I wasn't arguing with him. He took my time. Lozman versus Riviera. You're not allowed to. And of course, it didn't stop my time.
So this is what he wants.
That white boy over there, Anderson. That's why the last time one of your supporters came in here to denounce one of his supporters came in here to. Can you stop it, Lozman versus Riviera? You cannot interrupt me as I have the floor. Why is she interrupting me?
That case means absolutely nothing.
Yes, it does. She cannot interrupt me, and the cops can't drag me out when I have the floor. That's why they're waiting. That's why they're waiting. And I also have a right to curse. I also have a right to curse. That's also Supreme Court.
Not in this case.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Supreme Court.
Yes, I do.
State of New Jersey. Yes, I do. And I'll get you that Supreme Court ruling. So, Anderson, you lied that I... He lied that I... I'm addressing everybody. That man lied that I called him the N-word. Council President, he lied that I called him the N-word. He put... Can you stop interrupting me? He lied that I called him the N-word.
Lozman versus Riviera. Hello?
Word. On his Facebook page, it was a whole bunch of people threatening to kill me. Ficarra had no reason to interrupt me the last time. He said another threat. No, I didn't say another threat.
I always wonder, who the hell goes to these city council meetings? These people go. Just wanting to stir trouble or just assholes.
Right. I said I wish he parked outside so this way
busybodies.
I can follow him outside the building and record him and ask him questions. I'm the media. I'm allowed to do that. Spiller, you're supposed to...
Oh, my God. You have a YouTube channel. You're not the media.
Be a Roman Catholic and a high-ranking...
Mr. Christoph, you're addressing my...
Lizbeth DeJesus, do not interrupt me. I gave you case law. He's supposed to be a high-ranking...
He also gave you a compliment just a few minutes ago saying you were very pretty or something.
Member of the Knights of Columbus and a Roman Catholic, I'm going to get him excommunicated because he's a coward that he refuses to call out Councilman Anderson.
You can escort Mr.
Is it still my time? No, she can't. Lozman versus Riviera, I'm going to sue.
Here come the cops. You can't take him away because of Lozman versus Riviera.
This council fuck.
Somehow the cops are coming after him. It's weird.
So,
it's almost like this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's the most stupidest person in the world.
This council, fuck you, Anderson. No, it's a law.
Hold on, I want to hear the whole thing here.
Councilman Anderson.
You can escort Mr.
Is it still my time? No, she can't. Lozman versus Riviera, I'm going to sue. Fuck this council. Fuck you, Anderson. No, it's a lawsuit right now. Fuck all of you. Fuck.
Reclaiming my time. Try that.
Fuck you, Ficarra. No, is it still my... I'm waiting for my time to beep.
Sir.
When my time beeps, I can go. Lozman versus Riviera, it's a Supreme Court ruling.
Yes. No one's allowed to be arrested if you are at a city council meeting and your 2 minutes of talk time is still going on.
Supreme Court.
You can commit any crime in the world right now. I can take a gun out, shoot everyone in the head. You can't arrest me until my time's up.
Court ruling.
Let's go.
It didn't beep yet. I'm still got my time. Supreme Court ruling.
Sir.
Supreme. If you drag me out, it's a lawsuit. I'm not walking out.
Do not leave. We're going to place you under arrest for defying trespassing. Do you want
trespassing?
Yes.
If you put me Lozman versus Riviera, I will sue. I will.
Someone please look up Lozman versus Riviera.
Sue. Tell me when my time is up and I'll walk out. When my time's up, I will walk out.
I don't think you're walking out of this.
Now you have to.
It didn't beep yet.
You're going to be placed under arrest.
Yes, it did.
Sir. Did it beep?
Sir.
It didn't. They're trying to take my time early. How much time
his
do I have left?
Do you want him out?
You violated the ordinance of council chambers. You cursed and you were called.
Rosenfeld versus New Jersey. I'm allowed to curse. Lozman versus Riviera. Supreme Court ruling. They cannot force me to leave when it's my time, when I have the floor. I have the whole. Did my time beep? Did my time beep?
Yes.
Yeah, I said he needs to be removed.
You got to go.
Is my time beep? No, I need to know for Lozman. I need to know for my lawsuit. Yeah, you're fucking racist. Anderson, you put my life at risk. People were threatening to kill me. You're fucking white. You're not even black, Anderson. Can I turn this off?
That seems to be his big go-to insult. telling black people they're white. You're not even black. You're white.
Sure, can I shut it off?
Please, go ahead. Under arrest now. Shut it off, please.
With my one hand, I just want my phone.
Turns out you can get arrested before your 2 minutes is up. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting the show. Best way to do it, sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this for over 15 years, so there are thousands of past programs in the archives. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive podcast, and tomorrow I'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive podcast. So if you want to hear the show, you got to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Memberships are only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. There are other ways to support the show. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, where you can pledge as little as a dollar. There are perks if you pledge more. For instance, if you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. Some people who pledge $20 are getting free goodies every once in a while. I sent out pillows earlier this year, sending out masks earlier this year. If you pledge $10 or $20, I sent out some free stickers and heavily discounted stickers for all the patrons. It's the whole thing. Check it out. Patreon.com/distortedview. All right. Three very quick stories. Now, this one isn't so much a news story. It was found in Mel Magazine, which is like a culture and lifestyle online rag. But, you know, I had to talk about it because it's something I've been thinking about. I'm like, you know what? This is going to happen because we're all fucking big babies in 2020. And sure enough, it has come to fruition. The article is titled "The Peter Pans of the Pandemic." And the premise is this. People have decided that since, you really couldn't do a whole lot this year on account of the pandemic, this year's just not going to count at all. What tomfuckery am I talking about here? Well, let me give you an example. Let's say at the start of the year, you entered 2020 at the age of 29 and you're going to turn 30 in July of 2020. You simply won't have a birthday this year, and you'll turn 30 next year. You're just going to pretend like you're still 29, and then stuff will resume next year when we get back to normal. Doesn't that sound fucking retarded? Hillary turned 34 in May, and she plans to put her 35th year on layaway. Thus far, her 30s have gone exactly according to plan. She moved back to her native California from New York. She has a boyfriend, yada, yada, yada. Because she couldn't see any of her friends this year, Hillary and her bestie hatched a plan. This year, 2020, will be scrubbed from both of their personal records. All of their grief and dread they've paid into this hellish calendar will be paid back after the pandemic is over in the form of a bonus chapter of their 30s. Next year, Hillary hopes to hold an anxiety-free birthday party where she will turn 34 again. That's not how time works. It just isn't. I know you want to stay 33 or 34, whatever. And it would be nice to, celebrate the next year of the start of the next year of your life with your friends and family, blowing out birthday candles and all that shit. But let's live in the real world here. Time marches on. Your skin is starting to sag. Nothing is put on hold except for your ego or something. I don't know. On the flip side, as retarded as this whole premise is, it's giving me, Tim Henson, Timmy Boo, an opportunity, an in, with a concept that I've been pushing for years now. I think because of this pandemic and what's happening and people wanting to stay young, we can finally bring Levenge to market. What am I talking about? Well, Levenge is the whole number I discovered. You know, like 1, 2, 3. There's Levenge. 1, 2, Levenge, 3, 4. It's just a number in between two other numbers. And it's not a decimal. It's not like a fraction or something. It's a whole number. So my proposition is that this year, that has been a total fucking waste, we all turn something Levenge. Instead of turning 40 this year, I will turn 30 Levenge. Are you pissed because you couldn't have a huge blowout on your 21st birthday? That's okay, because you're only 20 Levenge. Next year, you will turn 21. Originally, Levenge fell on the number chart. Is that what they're called? The number line between 2 and 3. However, I've reworked some math, and I've turned Levenge into what I call a floating whole number. It's simply a whole number between other whole numbers, and then after you get past Levenge, the continuity returns. You may say, Tim, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of in my life, but we're living in the stupidest of times. I think Levenge fits right in, especially based on the information in this article. Here's a quote from one of these dumb broads in this article. Years start to matter less the older you get. By the time you're in your 50s, literally, who gives a shit, right? But I'm a little Peter Pan-ish, and I'm starting to feel like there's a finite amount of time that I can be truly irresponsible. We were like, hell no, we deserve this year. Strategy, explains Hillary, is to tack on the baggage from this year a few decades later. I guess this isn't any more dumb than my Levenge idea. Maybe when she turns 62, she will finally admit that she's actually 63. The great thing about my Levenge idea is that there's no lying involved. We're just going to simply add an extra number in there. Another complete moron, Sarah, says that 24 is the last fun year of her life. And she speaks about 25 like it's the beginning of a death sentence. So she's holding off too. At some point, these people, you know, this has got to be like a 20 year old thing. Like 20 year olds, maybe creeping into 30 year olds, have this idea that they want to hold on to their youth a little bit longer. I mean, we all do, but I mean, yeah, these 20 year olds are like, my life is over. This is the last good year of my life, and then I'm going to have to be an adult and have responsibilities. So I'm just not going to age this year. That definitely sounds like something the same group of people who are having their parents call their workplace because they didn't get the promotion they wanted. So that the parents have to fight for them. You're like, yes, my daughter Jill was up for a raise and you only gave her a 50-cent raise. She deserves a 75-cent raise. Could you do something about that? This is Jill's mom, which apparently is a real thing that happens. Adults can't take care of their own shit these days. Parents to help them out. All right, so that's enough of that. Levenge, start to use it. I'm 30 Levenge. All right, second story we have for you today. A mother of three has said her life is being made a misery by her neighbors because of the loud sex they're having. The dispute has been ongoing at a home in Gordon, Manchester, over there in the UK, since lockdown began in March. Can't you just be happy for these people? They're making the best of a bad situation. Council officials say the noise is natural and they can't do anything about it. The mother, who asked not to be named, claims that a woman who lives next door is making life a misery for her family, including her three children, aged 4, 2, and 1. It's every night. It's terrible, she said. Before lockdown, it wasn't really every night. Since lockdown, it's gotten worse. We're all cooped up, out of pent-up energy, you know? I think she lives alone, but someone comes late every night. Well, that's not very safe. I hope they're wearing masks. At first, I thought it's going to stop. Maybe she's got a new boyfriend and the novelty will wear off, but it just never ended. Great. I live next to a nympho. No, she did not say that. The mother, who lives in a 3-bedroom property, has reportedly sent a note to her neighbor and tried speaking to her from the window, but without success. She seems very unapproachable. Well, unless you have a dick, and then she's very approachable.
Come closer. Come closer.
Come in me. Well, from what I've heard, and she's heard a lot, even when her friends are around, there's loud banging and arguing. I've heard how she is with people who are close to her, so what would she be like with a neighbor? I don't want to put myself or the children at risk, she said. The mother first notified Manchester Council in July, and the authority has twice sent letters to the neighbor, you know, polite letters saying, could you please keep the fuck noise down? Officers have not been able to enter the property and investigate the complaint because of the coronavirus restrictions. Also, there's no laws being broken. The mother rang the council again last week after another sleepless night, claimed she was told there was nothing officials could do. I spoke to them regarding the sex noise again, and they said there's nothing they could do because it's a natural noise. I don't know what else we can do. I'm so sleep deprived. The mother of three is renting the property privately. Oh, thank God it's just a rental. You can move eventually, right? But doesn't want to move out as it's in an ideal location. Council officials reportedly visited the location to investigate the complaint last Saturday. No noise could be heard from a street level. Well, you know, she's not having sex 24 hours a day. She has to rest sometimes. Monitoring equipment. Okay, good. Okay, they thought of that. Sound monitoring equipment is being installed to see if it constitutes a nuisance. There is no dispute that loud sex could constitute a legitimate noise complaint if evidence is gathered. And finally today, freaks, we return to the great country of America, U.S. states of America. Is that where we live? Two men were accused Wednesday in a criminal charge of performing an illegal gender reassignment surgery on a volunteer. Wait a second. There's a lot to unpack. Apparently this happened in Oklahoma. So that should help explain what's going on here. Two guys were like, you know what I would like to try? I'd like to try turning a man into a woman. We need to find a volunteer. Yeah, these were not doctors, obviously. They were performing an illegal gender reassignment surgery on a volunteer at their cabin in the woods. Going to a stranger's cabin in the woods is like the plot of 75% of horror movies. It's something you just don't do. The men then kept the body parts, I guess the parts that make a man, in a freezer, possibly to eat later. Oh, there's a cannibal aspect to this, of course. Bob Lee Allen, 53, and Thomas Evans Gates. Thomas Evans Gates. That's a lot of names that end in S. Thomas Evans Gates. Very hard to say. And a clear indicator that we're dealing with a psychopath. All right, were arrested on October 15th after going to the hospital in McAllister to try to visit the victim. Dude, just stay away. I swear to God, these people want to get caught. I can't say it's cult activity, the sheriff told reporters. It is something that we've never in my career run across in this part of the country. This is like a New York thing. Or, you know, something the freaks in California might participate in. But not in Oklahoma. We produce traditional American criminals here. You know, serial killers. White terrorists. That's Oklahoma's thing. All right. I can't say it's cult activity. It is something that we've never in my career run across in this part of the country. It is borderline some type of activity. Thanks for being clear on that. We know there's a lot of rumors out there, but at this time, there's no danger to the public. The 28-year-old victim had flown from Virginia to Dallas and then was driven to the cabin in southeast Oklahoma for the surgery. So this was like a willing victim. So yeah, you know, I don't think there's any danger to the public. The victim made contact with Allen through a website while searching online about castrations and related terms. I wonder if he came across Distorted View Daily in his travels. The website requires registration to access. In a registration box is a welcome note from the eunuch maker and the EM crew. The victim reported that Allen claimed to have 15 years of experience and that he videos the procedures for personal use. That's like masturbation, right? The victim also reported that Allen told him that the surgery wouldn't cost him anything. Free is always appealing. The victim told investigators that Allen performed the removal on October 12th on a covered makeshift table at the residence and that Gates helped by handing over the surgical equipment. The victim said he was awake for the 2-hour surgery after being injected in the needed areas. The victim stated that after the surgery was over, Allen said he was going to consume the parts and laughed and said that he was a cannibal. Like, if I was being castrated, I obviously don't want my balls. Do what you want with them. It's, you know, you provided this service for free. You want my balls? You can have my balls. I don't want them. The victim also said that Allen then talked about the time he worked on someone that he described to be crazy. Yeah, you're the last person to be judgy. All right. Yes, he worked on someone that he described to be crazy and that he left the mail opened up to die overnight. Ooh, okay. The victim further stated that Allen had six more clients on the way to have the same operation and that Allen informed him that he had a freezer with body parts and showed him pictures on the phone. The victim said Allen took him to the hospital the next day because he had a lot of bleeding after first telling him, no morgue, no ER. Thanks? That's comforting, I guess? He said Allen told him that if he passed out or died, he would dump him in the woods. Oh. What he was saying was, look, I'm not going to take you to the ER, nor the morgue. You're going to die in the woods. He said Allen instructed him to say he had done it himself once they arrived at the hospital. He told medical personnel that the two men tried to get him to participate in cannibalism. Sheriff investigators became involved on October 14th after the hospital reported the surgery. In a search of the cabin on October 15th, investigators found a plastic bag with what appeared to be testicles.
Dick and nuts!
Well, thank you, Alexis, but just the nuts, I think. Allen and Gates, which is funny because Paul Allen and Bill Gates founded Microsoft. Now there's another iconic Allen and Gates duo. Yeah, they were charged in district court. In the castration, they faced felony counts of conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery, performing unlicensed surgery, maiming, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. They also face a misdemeanor count of failure to bury the removed parts, which I guess you have to do. Grow a testicle tree there. They also face one felony and two misdemeanor drug-related counts based on the search of their residence. Bail for each is set at $295,000. I wouldn't expect them to make bail anytime soon, so they're safe behind bars. The public is in no danger. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show, show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedview show, youtube.com/distortedview show, and we've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. Just check out distortedview.com for a link there on the main navigation bar. Use that as your invite in. All right, let's do a couple real quick voicemails. I got to wrap things up because the show's being posted late today.
Jim, Tony Prolap. A couple points on today's show for Monday. You're talking about Tab and Coca-Cola.
Yes. That was it on Monday's show or Tuesday's show? Tab is a diet cola that Coca-Cola introduced back in the 60s, I believe. And they are officially discontinuing it. They're going to stop selling Tab. It was the first one. It was made with saccharin, and it tastes like asshole.
So I'm a vendor, I guess you would call it, and me and the Pepsi guy are pretty chill. We trade sometimes, which, by the way, apparently Pepsi has the rights to Bang in my area, and they've sold, like, over 60,000 cases in certain parts.
Wow.
So that's pretty nuts. Secondly, we're all concerned that Coke is going down the shitter really, really fast. They've laid off a lot of guys.
Hey, can you get me some of that Coke with coffee that's supposed to be coming out? Do you have any access to that?
The salesman.
I'll pay for shipping.
Now covers the pretty much. He had about 20 stores. Now he has like almost 60 because they had to fire a couple of salesmen.
Oh, wow. And
he says it's pretty bad. He said they're not making much money anymore.
Yeah, well, I did hear that sales were down, right?
And the fact that
pandemic fucked everything up, like everything else.
Coke does this thing. Coke is like a kid with a new toy at Christmas. Like, for example, when Monster came out, they were like, yeah, push Monster, Monster, Monster. Monster was everywhere. You saw displays.
And then they get bored with it, right? And then they forget about it.
Love it.
Just like that fucking, coconut water or whatever they came out with.
Literally everywhere. Now Monster just sits in the cooler. They don't even touch it. They had the brand Odwalla. when Odwalla came out, they pushed that really, really, really hard. And then they stopped. They just kind of left it alone.
They've got too many lines, I think, right?
So Coke is, I think Coke's a dying breed, because Coke doesn't have any other like, not investments, but like products that are eye-opening. Pepsi just bought Rockstar. You know, they got the words to bang. They have Kickstart. I don't know about you, but the only thing that, the only major one that Coke has is Monster and NOS, so...
Yeah, I don't care for either of those. I'm trying to wean myself off of energy drinks.
We'll see what's going
to
happen in the next couple of years with Coke. Unless they find something totally gangbuster, but I don't think they're going to find anything.
Yeah, I have a feeling that more Coke products are going to go bye-bye. Bye-bye!
Hey, Tim. Solid calling up.
Hey, Solid?
I listened to the latest show, and I have to comment. I have to comment on your latest rant about the butthole. Talking about you needing a little bit of water to loosen up some of the gunk down over there so you don't have to wipe so much. Well, my friend, that's what bidets are for. You got one sitting around over there doing fucking
nothing. That's very
true.
I was waiting for someone to bring up the fucking bidet. No, but what I was talking about, though, I was just... What was my point? That there is no God because God would have designed a better butthole. You know, we can produce saliva out of our mouths and stuff. Why not create, you know, why can't your asshole rinse out poop or something? You know what I mean? Like, well, why isn't there a better way to shit? You're wiping all the time. You know, anatomically, biologically, you think our assholes would have evolved into like some sort of self-cleaning orifice.
Hey, Tim, I'm a lady cat lady here. My tongue fell out, so my voice sounds a little different.
Oh, no. Did you hear that? Level Lady Cat Lady's tongue fell out.
Anyway, you don't need to play this on the show if you don't want to. But how long have you been together? When are you going to get married?
It's been over 10 years, I believe. Around 10 years.
Hey, Timmy. Edgelord Trash here. I'm listening to the 2009 archive, and just got done listening to a call from Spiral Hamfucker. He sounds lucid. Like, what the fuck happened to him?
I think he got divorced, and then it just went downhill.
He sounds like shit now.
Really?
All right, love you, boo. Bye.
Do you happen to remember that episode? Because I would love to hear 2009 Spiral Hamfucker before he went to shit. All right, let's end it right there. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
Just a typical fatty brain taste.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Since 1973, the government murdered 35 million white babies through abortion and replaced them with 60 million dark aliens who multiply like rats. And white sluts who wallow with Mongols and make more Mongols ought to move to Africa or Mexico. Send them a message you're fed up. Vote for me by writing my name on your ballot. I'm a write-in candidate for United States Congress. Retired Army Master Sergeant Glenn Miller, 463-7703. Goyfire, GOYFIRE.com.
Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Glenn Miller to Congress. Margaret Miller, Treasurer.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.